New Jersey lawmakers are working to finalize a budget for the upcoming fiscal year. Governor Chris Christie and the leaders of the Democratic-controlled legislature reached agreement on a deal this week, which is expected to pass in floor votes Monday. The $29.4 billion spending plan closes the state's record $11 billion budget gap and closely resembles Governor Christie's original proposal. Governor Christie joins us now. Governor, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Governor, you agreed to restore $74 million to programs for students, the elderly, and the disabled. But you got many of the cuts you called for. Are you happy with the budget on the whole?
Yes, I am happy with the budget on the whole. And I think it's an example of really good compromise in difficult times between myself and the legislature. And the important thing to note, I think, is that we laid out a $29.3 billion budget plan in March, which lowered spending year over year by 9% in New Jersey, which is unprecedented. And our budget is coming in at $29.3 billion. So even the $74 million in restorations we did, we found other cuts in other programs in order to give funding to some of those priorities.
So next on your to-do list is getting a constitutional amendment that would impose a 2.5% cap on annual local property tax increases. Are you concerned that this law, if it were to be passed by voters, could end up handcuffing local municipalities, say in the event of an unfunded federal mandate?
No, because what it does, there's a few different ways to deal with it. First of all, there's a toolkit, 33 bills that go along with the cap that empower mayors and boards of education to have greater leverage in collective bargaining and in dealing with other costs that drive up property taxes. And also, there are two exceptions in the cap. One, for the payment of debt service will be outside the cap. And second, the cap can be overridden by a vote of the people in that particular town. And so those kind of safety valves allow us to deal with the unexpected.
Some of your Republican colleagues are talking about consolidating towns. Wouldn't that be another way to achieve property tax savings?
Well, we've been talking about that in New Jersey for 30 years, and everybody thinks the towns should be consolidated except for theirs. And so as a result, you don't wind up having anything happen. I think what Cap 2.5 will do is to force towns to look at that issue, because they're going to have a limited amount of money, not an endless pot of money that they can get just from raising property taxes on folks, where folks have no choice but to pay them or they're going to lose their homes. And so I think Cap 2.5 will force that conversation in a way that it can't be forced by New Jersey state government.
Now, the state Senate Budget Committee approved a measure that would create a voucher program for low-income students. Similar proposals have been supported by the Obama administration. What sort of voucher program would you like to see?
Well, listen, I think the Opportunity Scholarship Act, which is what you're talking about, is a plan that I think should apply to every failing school in the state of New Jersey. There's over 200 of them. And the children in that school, when they're judged to have failed over a period of years, should have the opportunity to take money, and this would come from private donations to fund scholarships for these kids to go to other schools, so that their parents and those children can have a choice that's determined not by their economic standing and not by their zip code where they live, but just by how hard they're willing to work. And I think we need to give those opportunities for kids in failing schools in New Jersey.
Governor, we only have a few seconds left, but with the Gulf oil spill now 2 months in, how do you feel about the state, the federal government permitting deep ocean drilling off the mid and southern Atlantic outer continental shelf?
Well, I've spoken very forcefully both during the campaign a year ago when I was running for governor, before this latest disaster in the Gulf, against offshore drilling. And offshore drilling off the coast of New Jersey is something that I will fight as hard as I can to prevent, because I don't see an economic upside, and I see significant risks to our environment, which you're seeing play out right now in the Gulf. And I've been saying this for more than a year.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.